is hidden audio from the tryouts the other morning here in Dallas for the new Mark Cuban TV show. It's a reality TV show called The Benefactor, and Cuban was doing the interviews himself. So I think we had 5,000 people lining up for this.
And apparently, I guess, Cuban was in this room, and everyone had to go in there, and it's kind of like the American Idol thing, you know, when they go in front of the judges in the room.
Just Cuban?
In the pre-screening sort of section of American Idol. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they just go in front of Cuban. I guess he kind of interviews them and sees what they've got. So you want to take a listen to some of this audio? By the way, we need to thank ABC for giving us some of this.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, why don't we just go ahead and take a listen to
it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, next. Come in, please.
Hi, Mr. Cuban.
Hello, name?
Nathan. Nathan Gessis. I'm from Mansfield.
Okay, great. What are you doing here?
Well, I guess I just heard about the audition from my friend. I want to be famous like you.
Well, you can't be famous like me unless you sell a bill of goods to Yahoo for $1 billion.
Well, that's certainly
true. You have any talents or anything like that?
Well, I don't really have any particular talents.
Usual tricks, maybe?
Here's one thing.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to see it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I can tweak my nipples while singing Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Let's see.
You want me to try it?
Yeah, let's see.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That is great. That is amazing. Oh, my God. What's your name again?
Nathan Jessup.
Nathan. Okay. I wish I could have had you for my TV show.
Turn you on a little bit?
A little bit. I'm a little turned on. I am. Thank you very much for coming down here.
All right. Thanks, Mr.
Cuban. Appreciate
it.
Send in the next participant, please. Well, being that as it may, certainly a good time being had by all here.
Scott. Hello, my friend.
Is that Scott Murray?
Well, my friend, how are you?
What have you done to your hair, dude?
Well, I've just changed it a little bit. Hello, the mop top. You're looking good, my friend. You're familiar,
Thanks.
Home white.
Thanks much, I guess, as you would say. What are you doing here?
Well, as you know, I'm out of a job now. No longer at NBC5, doing the 5, 6, and 10 of the TGIF edition, be that
right.
As it may. So I'm looking for a little extra cash.
I got to ask you a couple questions, okay?
Shoot, my friend.
Can you get along with other people?
Not necessarily. I do get along with most, unless they work in the NBC5 sports department. Mrs. Jones, Radigan, Dewey, people like that. Can't get in touch with them or along with them whatsoever, my friend.
And
I don't really get along with sports figures. I don't know them by name so much. So.
Right, I noticed that, yes. Any talents?
No, I think it was apparent in my 25 years of broadcasting that I have no apparent talent.
Oh, Scott. Hey, thanks for coming down, man.
All right,
thanks.
My friend, good to see you, as always. Coming
okay.
up winner, coming up loser, up top.
Okay, next.
Oh, boy, glad to be here. What's going on? How are you, Mark?
Although you do look familiar, I'm going to have you state your name.
No, I wish to remain eponymous if I could.
I think I recognize you. Aren't you one of the richest guys at the ticket?
Oh, boy. Well, I used to be, but, I'm out here because I need the money.
You need the money?
Yeah, I don't like to say it publicly or anything, and I certainly never would go on TV with this on your show, but I kind of have a crack problem, I guess.
A crack problem?
Yeah, I got a crack problem. I love women. See there? I'm funny. Put me on TV.
Okay, not bad.
Give me your money
not
now.
Bad.
Give me all your money right
not
now.
Bad. What could you bring to the table?
Oh, geez, didn't expect that question. I guess I could bring some cornbread, some hush puppies. I also make a good chicken fried possum. Maybe
no,
a
no, no,
goat
sorry,
brisket
really.
Or
no, I'm talking about what could you
frog
bring to,
knuckles.
What would you have to offer the show? I mean, what could you do for the show?
What could I offer the show? What are you giving, a million? I guess I'm in for $500. I don't know if $500 to the show.
I don't
Ryan's
need
will probably go in for $50.
No.
You gotta get Corby to do something too, man. He'd probably go in for $25.
I'm not looking for money, okay? I've got the money. I don't need money. I just need bits. I need talent. I mean, what can you do?
Well, I can dance.
You wanna dance?
Will you dance with me?
Sure, I'll love dance.
Do you have any music that you like a lot on your jam box there?
Hang on a second. Hang on a second. How about this one?
Oh, I love this one.
Oh, yeah, come on. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But this is what I do when dirt makes it three. Watch this.
Oh, gosh, you're tweaking your nipple.
Yeah, I learned this from a contestant about 5 minutes ago. What do you think?
Yeah.
I've never danced like this before. I've never felt so free before.
Okay, oh my gosh. Oh, I'm losing control. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Oh boy, man. That was shocking. Why didn't we even play that from ABC?